mean absolute deviation, MAD. A common way of tracking the extent of forecast error is to add the absolute period errors for a series of periods and divide by the number of periods. This gives you the mean absolute deviation, MAD. Note, in the formula below, the Greek uppercase letter sigma stands for the sum of. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines mean absolute deviation, MAD, as the average of the absolute values of the deviations of observed values from some expected value. MAD can be calculated based on observations and the arithmetic mean of those observations. An alternative is to calculate absolute deviations of actual sales data minus forecast data. This data can be averaged in the usual arithmetic way or with exponential smoothing, with absolute values whether the forecast falls short of demand or exceeds demand doesn't matter. Only the magnitude of the deviation counts in MAD. We can see how this works using the time series demand and smoothing forecast example shown in Exhibit 1-40. Note that error rates for all three methods are shown, but we will focus on the exponential smoothing method primarily. Exhibit 1-40, mean absolute deviation with smoothing. A MAD of 1.68 units implies that forecasts are off on average for the review period by about plus or minus 1.68 units. Exhibit 1-41 shows MAD from Exhibit 1-40. Exhibit 1-41, normal distribution curve for MAD of 1.68 units. MAD may be used as the basis for safety stock calculations. This is because when a forecast is an error and lower demand is planned for than the actual demand that occurs, stockouts could result. Higher levels of safety stock will be needed to safeguard against those less probable events at the stockout end of the normal distribution curve. In Exhibit 1-41, the center is the average or central tendency, which would be a forecast matching actual demand in this example. The left-hand side of the curve is the likelihood that demand will be less than the forecast, which means that 50% of the time there will be sufficient inventory or possibly an overstock situation. The right-hand side of the curve is the likelihood that demand will be greater than the forecast or a potential stockout situation if not enough safety stock is held. Note that this is a normal MAD distribution curve. In the exhibit, plus or minus 1 MAD or up to plus or minus 1.68 units in error should be experienced 60% of the time, plus or minus 30% from the mean. For a stockout probability, 1 MAD adds the 50% overstock probability to the 30% zone for 1 MAD for an 80% probability that there will still be sufficient stock if 1.68 units are held as safety stock, 2 units if rounded up. Moving further out in the curve, plus or minus 2 MAD means that in some instances the error will be up to 2 mean absolute deviations, and adding the 2 15% zones means that 90% of results should be within plus or minus 2 MAD, or plus or minus 3.36 units, 1.68 times 2. Again, for a stockout probability, 2 MAD adds the 50% overstock probability to the 30% zone for 1 MAD and the 15% zone for 2 MAD to equal a 95% probability that sufficient inventory will be in stock if at least 3.36 units are held as safety stock, 4 units rounded up. Similarly, 98% of all results should fall within plus or minus 3 MAD or plus or minus 5.04 units, 1.68 times 3, which equates to about a 99% probability that there will be no stockouts if at least 5.04 units, 6 units rounded up, of safety stock are held. The chance of a stockout is calculated as 1 minus the percent chance of sufficient inventory. For 2 MAD, this is 1 minus 0.95 equals 0.05 equals 5% chance of stockout. Note that an analyst would provide actual MADs for a given service level. If a specific service level is desired, such as 98% of orders with no stockouts, analysts can calculate the exact MAD to use as the multiplier in the calculation of units of safety stock. This multiplier is called a safety factor. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety factor in part as follows. The numerical value used in the service function, based on the standard deviation or mean absolute deviation of the forecast, to provide a given level of customer service. For example, if the item's mean absolute deviation is 195 customer service level, safety factor of 2.06 is desired, then a safety stock of 206 units should be carried. This safety stock must be adjusted if the forecast interval and item lead times differ. Exhibit 1-42 shows a safety factor table. For the purposes of the following example, note how a 98% service level has a safety factor of 2.56 MAD, or 2.05 if standard deviation in units is known. Source: www.supplychainchannel.org. Note also the relationship between standard deviation and MAD. Look at the 84.13 percentile customer service level row. When the factor for standard deviation is 1.0, the factor for MAD is 1.25. In fact, this relationship continues throughout. A rule of thumb is that multiplying MAD times 1.25 results in an approximation of standard deviation. For example, multiplying 1.0 MAD in units times its 1.25 factor for the 84.13 service level equals 1.25 units of safety stock. Multiplying 1.25 SD in units times its 1.00 factor for the same service level would also equal 1.25 units of safety stock.